You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast, brought to you by Kurt Owen Ministries. For over 26 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. As a part of this ministry, Kurt Owen has assisted in starting many, many churches throughout the world. This includes a very powerful local church by the name of Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. For over 10 years, Pastor Terry Owen has been helping people throughout the area learn how to live miraculously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Every Wednesday and Sunday, Pastor Terry Owen brings a dynamic and powerful message at Real Life Church. Today, Pastor Terry will be teaching us her anointed message from the Bible, "You Are an Overcomer."
Why? Because of disobedience. What's the disobedience? The unbelief. The unbelief. For the word that God speaks... All right, hearts at attention here. The word that God speaks is alive, full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of the breath of life, the soul, and the immortal spirit, and of joints and of marrow, of the deepest parts of our nature, exposing and sifting and analyzing and judging the very thoughts and purposes of the heart. This can do surgery on your circumstances. Yeah, but my circumstances have become so entwined with who I am. This will cut it right out. Cut it out. See, the things that have caused us to look at that giant and think, well, there's just no way, it's a lie. It's a lie. Every situation, every circumstance that you face can change. Just agree with God. Now, we've got to have a promise, right? Because we saw in 1 John, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything of God, that he hears us. If we ask anything according to his will, that he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. So we've got to have a promise from God. What's the promise from God? Go find it. It is written. We went over it line after line last week, right? And then we turned them into confessions. Why? Because we have to agree with what God says about our circumstances, because our circumstances will speak louder than God. Yes?
Yes.
And this applies to every area of life, spirit, soul, body, financially, and socially. There's nothing that the word of God cannot penetrate and change for you. But you've got to hear it, listen to it, read it, get it down on the inside of your heart, and speak it. Amen?
Amen.
And not a creature exists that is concealed from his sight, but all things are open and exposed, naked and defenseless to the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Inasmuch then as we have a great high priest who has already ascended and passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession of faith in him. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to understand and sympathize and have a shared feelings with our weaknesses and our infirmities and liability to the assaults of the temptation, but one who has been tempted in every respect as we are, yet not sinning. He didn't cave to the pressure. Let us then fearlessly and confidently and boldly draw near to the throne of grace, the throne of God's unmerited favor to us sinners, that we may receive mercy for our failures and find grace to help in good time for every need, appropriate help and well-timed help coming just when we need it.
Amen.
See, it's available to us. God's not withholding. But sometimes we get mad at God. Well, why haven't you done this yet? But he's saying, why won't you say what I said instead of what you see? Let's go over to Matthew 16:13. Matthew 16, 13. When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked the disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I am?" Excuse me. Who do men, go back, I misread that. Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? So they said, some say John the Baptist. And again, we've talked about the lunacy of that one. Right? Because John the Baptist and Jesus were in the same place at the same time because John the Baptist baptized Jesus. So that's weird. Some Elijah and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. And he said to them, but who do you say that I am? Now I'm going to ask you a question. Who do you say that he is? Who do you? Now because here's the reality. Who I say he is? That's who he is to me. Who do you say that he is? Are you telling me that he's your co-pilot? Who do you say that he is? Is he just a Jewish carpenter? Who do you say that he, the Son of Man, is? And Peter replied and said to him, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, if that is your answer, that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, the Christ is not his last name. It is his title. The Christ, our Redeemer, yes. Our Messiah, our Rescuer, yes. Our Deliverer, yes. Our Brother, our Savior. You are the Messiah. You are the one who saves. You are the one who rescues. You are the one who delivers. You are the one who is faithful. You are the one who endures. You are the one who overcomes. You are the one who is the Lion of Judah. You are the Lamb of God. Who do you say that he is? And see, we need to make a choice that when we have that answer, that we won't let it go, regardless of our circumstances. Because your circumstances will pressure you into trying to say something else. To the point where he had disciples who he ends up walking alongside of the road after his resurrection. And they're just all downtrodden. And he says, what's going on with you guys? Oh, well, we thought we had met the Messiah. And he starts to explain to them all the scriptures, and they realize it was Jesus walking with them this whole time, right? Because they started to back off because of the circumstances. You can't afford to back off because of your circumstances. You've got to press in. You've got to lay hold. You've got to say, Jesus is my Savior. Jesus, I trust you. You are my deliverer. You are faithful. Your word is true. And I will not back off no matter what I see. Amen. That's up to you. That's your part. Because the blood of the Lamb will never change. We'll close with Revelation 12:11. And they overcame him. Him. The accuser of the brethren. They overcame him. Do you know it's only Satan? He's just a deceiver. It's a lie. He's a liar and the father of all lies. But man, he's good at what he does, right? He's a thief. He's a good thief. He's a liar. He's a good liar. He's a deceiver. He's a good deceiver. He's an accuser. He's a good accuser. But he's under our feet. I mean, he's a defeated foe. So why are we giving him any power? We overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And we did not love our lives to the death. We give Jesus our life. We turned it over to him. And if there's someone in this place and you've never turned your life over to the Lord, listen, there's plenty of reason to do that. He's in love with you. He laid down his life for you. So if I could have every head bowed, every eye closed, if you're in this place and you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or you're listening and watching on the internet, and you say, yes, I want to receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior, I'm going to ask you on the internet to send us an email at connect@reallifefl.com. Because when you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, that's the beginning of the journey, not the end. That's where you start to learn how to walk by faith and not by sight. It's where we learn to what the word of our testimony will accomplish when we're agreeing with God. And so if you're in this place and you say, yes, I want to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, if you'll raise your hand, it would be my honor and my privilege to pray with you. We're going to pray this prayer for those listening and watching on the internet. Everyone repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for sending Jesus, your son, to die for my sins. I believe that you raised him from the dead. Jesus, come into my heart and make me a giant killer. Clean up my life. I give it all to you. I trust you. Holy Spirit, fill me to overflowing and teach me to walk according to God's word and God's way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Minister Curtis is going to come up and give everybody an opportunity to sow your tithes into the service. I love you all very much. If I could have every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're in this place and you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, there isn't even milk being fed to you at this point. And if you want to grow up into the things of God, if you want to have deliverance, if you want to learn how to have a humble heart and cast all your cares, too many people are worrying. And I promise you, worry will send you to your grave. So if you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord, he can teach you how to cast all of your care upon him once and for all. He can teach you how to live a victorious life. And once you accept him as your Lord and Savior, you become a part of his family. And so if you're in this place or you're listening and watching on the internet and you would like to make Jesus the Lord of your life, if you'll raise your hand, it will be my honor and my privilege to pray with you this morning. Let's pray this prayer together. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for sending Jesus, your son, to die for my sins. I believe that you raised him from the dead. Jesus, I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord and you are my Savior. Holy Spirit, fill me to overflowing and teach me to walk according to God's word and God's way. In Jesus' name, amen.
We know that you have received revelation knowledge from this message. We invite you to continue to listen to this message from Pastor Terry at the next regularly scheduled broadcast of Victory is Assured. All of us here at Real Life Church would like to remind you that what you hear makes the difference between success or failure. Pastor Terry Owen would like to personally invite you to come experience miraculous words of life in person at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Go to reallifepsl.com for the address, the directions, and service times. Also, Pastor Terry would like to personally invite you, ladies, to our monthly ladies meeting on March 13th at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Come and enjoy a delicious meal and a life-changing gospel message. This month, the message is entitled Breakthrough 2020. The breakthrough is inside you. Real Life Church, the most loving church in the world where miracles happen every day. Real Life Church is an outreach ministry of Kurt Owen Ministries.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts, while developing